Halloween, is it for ghosts, goblins, or for pumpkins? David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. At Swore Farms outside of Chubbuck, there's a chill in the air, and it's the first day of hunting. Pumpkin hunting, that is. Here's Wendy Swore.
We've got about 15 acres of pumpkins with over 20,000 pumpkin plants, and there are so many nice, huge pumpkins out there.
Part of the hunt involves a tractor ride to the patch, and Tom Brock and his son got up early in search of the perfect pumpkin.
It's fun. It's one time a year, you know, good bonding time to be with the son. Too bad it's not a little nicer, but it's Idaho.
Farm owner Michael Swore.
I think we have about 20,000 people come a year, run through the maze and grab a pumpkin.
Pumpkin hunting is good at Swore Farm because there's a huge selection to choose from.
We've got Gerardelle squash, we've got Hubbard squash. I think we have 10 different varieties of pumpkins, from softball size up to about 75, 80 pounds.
And that means help and a lot of muscle.
The pickings are amazing right now. We've got the wagon rides out to the pumpkin patch, and they can take a little wagon out there and get whatever pumpkins they want and then get a ride back over here.
Swore Farm's busiest season is post-harvest in the form of agritourism, and for tens of thousands of people outside of Chubbuck, the chance to find pumpkins and visit a farm during the harvest season. The Swores have found a couple of very clever ways to make harvest pay. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.